Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am excited to be with you today. I wanted to catch you this beautiful, fabulous Friday because, yes, today is a fabulous day in your life. And I just wanted to share some things with you before you got on with your weekend. I thought it was important that I come to you what was on my heart and in my spirit today. Today I want to talk to you about the power of you. Yes, there is power in you, just you alone. And many of you may feel that, what is the power of you? I have no idea what that is. Well, today I just want to share some things that I've learned about myself with you in discovering the power of you. Did you know that you have the final say about you? You have the final say to say who you are, what you will do, how you will act, how will you respond. You have that power. You have the power to celebrate your journey. Many times in life we feel that we have gone through so much and our lives have been so horrible, or maybe there have been so many mishaps in our lives that we feel that, you know, the life is just a mess. But no, there is a celebration in you. There's a celebration in you because what you have been through and things that you have experienced have prepared you for such a time as this in your life. Do you know that you do not have a past? That's correct. You don't have a past. You have history. And because you have history, your life is still being written. I'm not saying that things have not happened and we should not reference those things in our past, but that does not make us who we are. Our lives are still being written. We are still walking and breathing, so there is much work left to be done in us and through us. Your history, you hold the pen. You don't give someone else the pen to finish writing your story for you. You have the final say about you. Did you know that your story is important to the lives of those you are yet to touch? There are people out there waiting for you to walk in your destiny, waiting for you to walk into your purpose so that they, too, can embrace theirs. I've learned that through so many times telling my testimony and empowering women. Did you know that there was time, this is the time, for you to stop sitting on all of those hopes and dreams? Because the power of you is calling you to walk into your purpose. It's time for you to get moving, to get started, to get busy. It's okay to dream, but don't stay in a state of dreaming. Wake up. Wake up and get busy. Now, the best way to find your purpose is to start serving. I did not know what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be. I didn't know the power of me would be so strong if I started serving. Because what serving and service does, it's a great pathway to open your heart and to give you an awakening. There's an awakening in you that is just waiting to come alive so that you can step into those things that God has called you to do and to be. Service is a great way because something about serving opens you up to even greater things. It's rewarding and it's a blessing to others. And not only that, it blesses your soul and your household. I wanted to just give you a few steps on the power of you and to finding out what time it is in your life. It's important and strategic in the timing of God that we stay aligned in the perfect timing. And many times we feel that, oh, I missed the mark and I should have done this and I should have done that. But I know that God is so gracious. There are many times I missed the mark and I've just asked God to correct and redirect my steps. And so God tells us that for everything there is a time and a season. This may be a time in your life when it could be a crazy time. It could be a crying time. It could be a happy time. It could be a sad time. It could be a time of sorrow. It could be a time when your finances are low. It could be a time when your finances are high. It could be a jobless time. It could be a time in your life when you're not really feeling the best to even feel like there is any power in you at all. And so what I want to tell you is that this is the time to take time to study yourself, to get to know yourself, to reevaluate yourself, to assess yourself. The power never leaves you. You leave the power. People seldom say they don't have power, and they give their power away because they really don't realize that they had it in the first place. And so the three things that I want to talk about the season that you're in, what time it is for your power, is the power of service. The power of you in serving others is amazing. You can serve others even when you don't have a dime. You can serve. You can serve others in various venues. It doesn't always have to be your church. It can be the hospital. It can be community service. It could be your neighbor. It could be a family member. Do something wonderful and unexpected for someone else. That opens you up to an awakening of so many great things that are inside of you. Number two, as I said before, this is a time to prepare yourself. This is preparation time. This is a time to discover the power of you through preparation. I always say when preparation meets opportunity, it's due season. And how do you prepare yourself? Well, you just start writing down notes, jotting notes. Get a journal. Start thinking out loud. Start talking out loud. I believe in self-talk. And I believe if I could talk myself out of something, I can talk myself into something. I can talk myself into making that dream or that vision come alive, or maybe just that one thing that I always wanted to do and I thought I'm too old. As long as you have breath in you, as long as you are breathing, you're never, ever too old to discover the power of you. Prepare yourself. It is important that you study your craft. Is there one thing that you like to do or you just want to learn? I started reading. And reading brought about writing. And then I started writing. Then I started speaking. And I didn't really know that I was going to end up being an empowerment coach. I just started somewhere. And that preparation prepared me to be on my way to my craft. And I studied my gift. And those were gifts that God brought alive in me as I started to serve and I started to search myself. Number three, after you have been of service, after you have done preparation, then take a leap of faith. Yes, it's okay to take a leap of faith. It's okay to trust the power of you because you have the power to make good decisions. Yes, you do. You have the power to believe in yourself. You have the power to change anything about your thinking, actions, or your character that you know that you need to change. And I'm going to tell us how we're going to know that in just a minute. And you just have the power to trust yourself. God has put great instincts and great things on the inside of us that if we know ourselves and we are one in our walk with God, we know when God is talking and we know what we need to do. We know how to trust the inner person that is inside of us. There is no one else like you in the world. Out of all the billions of people in the world, there is no one else like you. Now, how awesome is that? That is powerful to know. There's no one else like Chris Meadows. So I say to you today, while today is still called today, stop looking for yourself in other people because you're not there. I tell our young girls, we empower at Harvest Girls International, we empower young girls ages 9 through 17. You stop looking for yourself in other people because you won't find yourself there. You have to look for yourself inside of you. There is a great person waiting to emerge inside of you, no matter who you are, how old you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what your life has been. There is a wonderful, great, fabulous, fantastic, awesome, dynamic person on the inside of you. You don't have to worry about looking like somebody else or somebody else looking like you because God made you an original. And did you know that you are a wealth of everything you need? You have everything you need on the inside of you to complete every great work that God has ordained for you to do. That is the power of you. Let me tell you a little bit about the great reveal on the power of you. The great reveal, the aha moment, if you will, finding out who you are. My dad told me a long time ago, he said, there are two most important days in your life. and I've said this so many times, but I love this saying. He said, it's the day you were born and the day you find out why. That is the great reveal. I'm still finding out. I just know, I'm sure, just a little bit of really, really what God has in store for me and the power of who I am. But the great reveal is finding out who you are. You have the final say, as I say about you. You say who you are, who you want to be. You finish the story. And you can trust, as I said before, the God in you. This is what I want to tell you also about the great reveal. This is how I have empowered myself to find out really who I am. And I'm still on the journey. And this is just a short, very short version. Spend time with you. Spend time with you. Many of us are so afraid to be alone. We don't know how to spend time alone by ourselves. And we have to learn how to spend time by ourselves, getting to know ourselves. When I say that, you need mirror time. And ladies, I'm not talking about mirror time where you just sit and look in the mirror and fix your hair and primp and you put your face on. And I'm not talking about that type of mirror time. I'm talking about reflection of your life. There's mirror time. You spend time reflecting on your life, what you can do different, what you need to change, what you know you need to change, and asking God to reveal to you those things that you may not know that you need to change. Mirror time, that's a great time to reflect and to look. Take that time to look into your future, because there's an awesome future awaiting you. My mother is 80 years old, and she's just now starting to look into her future, and she's loving it. And I told her, I said, Mom, as long as you have life, you have a future. So it doesn't matter how old you are. If you're still breathing, then you have a future. Use your mirror time to reflect yourself, to look at yourself, to examine yourself, and to be truthful to yourself. There's mirror time, and then there's God time. There's a time in your life that you need to spend just meditating, meditating on where God wants you to be and who He is. And that will empower you to know who you are, because you have to love the Creator in order to love the creature. And you are the creature that God has created. That is the great reveal for me in my life. I am so excited that you have been on the line to listen today. I hope that I have empowered you in a way like never before, because I want you to discover and rediscover yourself. I don't want you to retire yourself. I want you to refire yourself. You are an unrepeatable historical event that God has created in this world. And so I just want to empower you, and I want to tell you that this show has been brought to you by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International, a women and young girls empowerment organization designed with you in mind. We empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I want to tell you, remember, transformation begins with you, and you do have the power to dream once you discover the power of you. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. Until we meet again, bye-bye now.